TMZ TV. From the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, this is Martin Sender. Trying to get my camera lined up here. I thought I had it lined up, but it's not. Adjusting it. There we go. Happy to be coming to you again. Have a great announcement to make. Some of you already know it, but I have three new books out. That's right. I've been threatening to publish more books. This is just the beginning. I want to have three more out by the end of the year for the beginning of next year. I know what they are. I know their titles. They're mainly written. And so you're in the right place at the right time for revelation about everything. As large as the universe and as intimate as your relationship with your significant other. As large as God becoming all in all, and as practical as the political scene today and what God is doing with it. I thought what I might do is give you an overview of the three books, and then maybe in the next couple days, the next week, I'll spend a couple days getting into some detail on each one of these books. And there is so many exciting things in here. And the one thing I love about the truth, this is just one thing, is that it is a practical help. This is the filter I run everything through. Before I talk to you on this show, I always run through in my mind, who cares? That's what I ask myself. If I have an idea for a show, I have to ask myself, who cares? If I can answer that question, that there is reason to care, then I bring this show to you. I never want to make a show that doesn't matter, that isn't practically applicable to you. It must work in your life. It has to be some value. I'm not after, and we are not after, head knowledge. We're not just trying to be smarter than everybody else, even though that's a fringe benefit. It's not my chief goal. So you can order these books right now. Go to martinzender.com. And you can get these three books. They're also available on Kindle. Go to martinzender.com, scroll down just a smidgen, and you will see these three books displayed on my home page. Or you can go to Amazon. The Kindle version is on Amazon. My sister, Kelly, has set up all the pages dedicated to each one of these books. You can go to the specific book on the specific page. You can read excerpts. You can look at the front and the back cover, and you will soon realize that you need these books. I want you to order these books today. Kelly will put the link down here. Go to martinzender.com. This is now 11 books I have written. It's going to be 14 by the end of the year. It's going to be 18 by the beginning of next year. And there's more after that. I have a total, when all is said and done, I want to have 40 books. Not that I want to have 40 books. I do have 40 books. It's just a matter of getting them typeset and published. And as you know, I do almost all of that work myself. My sister Kelly is the liaison between us and the printer, and she is also responsible for the beautiful webpage that you see and for getting these in Kindle edition. The first book is called Eve Raised. Eve Raised. This book is extremely important for women because women sometimes feel like second-class citizens. Thus the cover of this book. A man putting his hand over a woman's mouth, telling her to shut up. Well, after all, didn't the Apostle Paul say, I do not allow a woman to teach? Didn't the Apostle Paul say a woman should hush in the ecclesia or in the formal gathering? I am the only writer. I mean, I've read a lot of interpretations of Paul's words. Paul also says, well, it wasn't Adam that was deceived, but Eve. And one of the reasons Paul gives for not allowing a woman to take a prominent place in the ecclesia is Adam was first created, thereafter Eve. That's a quote. I believe it's from 1 Timothy. I got to brush up on my own book. It's been a while. And people think that because woman is mentioned second, well, Adam was created thus and then woman, that somehow the female is an inferior creation. Oh, no, no, no. It's just the opposite. In fact, you will find out how opposite it is when you read this book, Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. But I'm not ready to talk about that yet. Yeah. If you think, I think, that the female is an inferior creation, you're mistaken. I believe the female to be a superior creation. And, well, we'll get to that. But for now, Eve raised. Why women think the Apostle Paul doesn't like them. That's the subtitle of this book. Now, I want you to look at the book cover here on the car cam. You see the book cover? This poor woman is being gagged by a man. But look at the back. Look at this. The same hand. That's the same hand. The same hand over her mouth is now freeing her. And the woman I now have represented by a butterfly, ready to take flight. I want to read the back cover here to you, the copy on the back cover. It says this: my goal in writing is not only to tell the truth, but to cause that truth to soothe and heal hurt feelings between the genders. The misconstruing of Paul's women can't teach passages have turned women not only against God and Paul, but against men. Some men have deserved it. They have treated women, at least in their attitudes, as second-class saints. These passages to men have become text weapons with which to belittle the female rather than protect and cherish her. The males, flattering themselves, read Paul's words and crown themselves kings. Strange. These passages, rightly grasped, make men the dedicated guardians of the fair sex. Now, as I was telling you, I have read many interpretations of what Paul meant when he said he didn't allow a woman to teach and that he wanted a woman to be in quietness. I have never read what I present to you here. This, and I'm going to get into this in the next couple of days. This exposition on a woman's role in the body of Christ, you will never hear this anywhere else. You will not hear it anywhere else. I have thought about this for years before I wrote a single word on it. I've thought about it for years, and I have come to scriptural and sensible and practical conclusions. And of course, every one of my books are illustrated. Let me just pick an example for you here. Here's a look at this photo of a woman probably in the 30s or 40s carrying her baby. I'll tell you why that's there in the next few days. Here's a picture of a woman with long hair. Look at that. Look at that backlighting. Isn't that beautiful? Why does Paul say that a woman's hair is her glory? My conclusion on that, you will not read anywhere else. The next book I want you to order today is called Beyond Politics. The subtitle of this book is What to Do While We're Here. You notice the cover is a mannequin-like male in a suit and tie. That is my representation of politicians who are nearly 100% fake. There we go. There's a politician on the front cover. We are in an era of really exciting political developments. We have Donald Trump, president of the United States, and this man is making things happen. No matter what your opinion of him is, he is doing important things. Is this book about Donald Trump? No. Is this book about who you should vote for? No. Does this book have my political persuasions in it? Only barely. But no, that is not the main reason that I wrote Beyond Politics. The reason ought to be inferred from the very title of the book, Beyond Politics. Many people become disquieted, nervous, upset over politics. This book will prevent that. It will show you why our disposition should be beyond politics. And yet it does not ignore that we are in a world full of politics. I mean, we are subject to the laws, the regulations that politicians hold over us. This book will give you peace about that, no matter who is in office. That's the beauty of this book. No matter who is in office, this book will give you peace. Now look at the back cover of this book. Yes, it has the United States flag, because I am a citizen of the United States of America. I am proud of my country. Some people think that if you're in the body of Christ, then you can't be proud of your country. You have to be above it. God doesn't wave a flag. No, he doesn't wave a flag. But I live in a country that does have a flag. It's got 13 stripes and 50 stars. The 13 stripes represent the original 13 colonies. The 50 stars represent the number of states in the United States. We have 57 states. If you listen to Barack Obama, he thought there were 57 states. But no, there are only 50. But no matter who is in power, this book will comfort you. Let me read the back copy to you. It is easy for all of us to forget the superior blessings we have in Christ. These blessings are not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as fine as these may be. They are spiritual freedom, contentment, and the possession of joy. Against these, nothing wrought by earthly armies can stand. America herself will not stand. My flesh wishes she could. The stock market giveth, and the stock market taketh away. The electorate giveth, and the electorate taketh away. The things of Christ, these alone endure. I'm proud that I wrote this book. This book can be read in probably 45 minutes, as can Eve Raced. Here's one of the illustrations in the book. It's an aerial, it's a satellite view of the United States of America at night. And you notice that you cannot see political boundaries from space. Interesting. Let me show you another illustration here. Oh, here's I have an actual photograph in here of a woman dying of worry. I almost hesitate showing you this because I want you to buy the book. I want to tease you a little bit. I can't tell you everything about these books. You won't buy them. I want you to buy them. I want you to have them, because when you have them, you can hold them. And after you hold them, you can give them to your friends. You can say, look at this book. And I really try to make the covers good looking. See, I have good looking covers. That's not an accident, ladies and gentlemen. I've studied design, and I want these books to be able to be passed out by you to your friends. And the typesetting, I've strained and struggled over the typesetting. That's why it looks like this. That's why it looks fantastic. If I don't mind saying, so I worked hard. I'm proud of it. I don't have any qualms about saying these are good looking books. They're professionally typeset. They have a nice gutter margin there if you're watching the car cam. Oh yes, you need to get these books. And now, Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. I can't talk about this book without putting cologne on. 1 second, please. Okay. Can you smell that? I'm trying to get it over to the camera. Are you getting that? Yeah, this is called Egoist by Chanel. Anyway, Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. Once again, I find myself in the position of, as far as I know, being the only guy out there who asks the question, Why are there two sexes instead of one? Oh, look at the subtitle of this book. Are you ready for this? How women are like God and why men want to worship them. Huh? I just get right to the point. Let's just face it. I'm not going to dance around it. We all know men want to worship women. Oh, Martin, that's a strong word. Aren't we only supposed to worship God? I'm going to talk to you about that in the next few days. This week, possibly some of next week, I'm going to explain why men want to worship women and how women are like God. Did I actually say that? Yes, I did say that. The reason my name is so big here is because I love my name and I want it to be as big as possible. That's not true. It's actually here for balance. You see, if my name was small, then there would be a gap right here. This is a design issue, my friends, a design issue. I want you to notice that the lips of the model, and I bought the rights to this girl. She's mine. I own her. The subtitle font matches the lips. Not an accident. Okay, look at the back of this book. Look at the back of this book. I'm sorry, but I am proud of these books. I want you to order them today. Here's a man contemplating New York City as he stands on a balcony of some kind. And one of the buildings, of course, is a giant lipstick. Of course, why wouldn't it be? That's how I operate. Here's the text on the back of the book. Sexual passion is a parable so high that it dwarfs even the sun and stars in the realm of revelation. Sexual power pictures for us the drawing power of God. I mean, I just put lay it out on the back of this book. In fact, you could just read the back of this and the rest is details. Having trouble with the rest is details. This puts it in a nutshell. I'm not done reading it yet, but I had to stop to tell you that. But I don't play games. You don't have to buy this book, because if I'm going to finish reading this to you, and if you grasp what I'm telling you, you have the whole book in a nutshell. You don't even need to read the rest of the book, but you do, because there's some great illustrations here. Don't think I'm going to be showing you all of them. I'm not. But as far as I know, I'm the only guy out there, because I've thought of this for 2 decades before I wrote this book. I thought of this. I mulled over it. I became pensive on several occasions because I've always been fascinated by sexual power. It's one of the strongest forces on the planet. My question is, why? Here's another example of the questions I ask. I actually answer what I'm about to say, the question. Don't worry, I'm going to finish reading the back. What I'm about to say, posed as a question, I answer it in this book. I'm not going to give you the answer because I want you to buy the book. But here's the question that I ask myself. Why do women look fantastic in high heels and men look stupid, ugly, shockingly bad in high heels? Why is that? I know why. And you will know why when you buy Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. Listen to this. From the back of the book, let me start again. Sexual passion is a parable so high that it dwarfs even the sun and the stars in the realm of revelation. Sexual power pictures for us the drawing power of God. The power of a woman to draw a man is a microcosm of God's ability and intention to return all humanity to himself. You want to hear something else? The primary purpose of sexual attraction is not procreation. Yeah, that's right. Let me say that again, because many of you are sitting there agape. Some of you, I hope I didn't say that when you were in the middle of sipping your coffee. The primary purpose of sexual attraction is not for procreation. That is secondary. And I can prove it. And I do prove it. in Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. And now I know you're wanting to see some illustrations here. Haha, don't think I can show that one to a general audience. Let's see here. Okay, this one's nice. Just saying. I'm just saying. Let's see. Oh my goodness. No. This illustration on page 95, you could just look at this and you will see why men want to worship women. I am not going to show you that illustration. Sorry, you have to buy the book for that. Oh, this will be intriguing. I am going to show you an illustration now on page 81 of a sex act. If you have small children, I'm just going to go for it. If you have small children watching me, as you should, I don't know why you wouldn't. I'm a kid myself. You might want to divert their attention in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, there it is. If you're watching the car cam, I'm showing you a photo in my book, Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction, of a sex act. There it is. Why is that a sex act? You gotta order the book to find out. So starting tomorrow, I'm going to delve into some details from Eve Raised. I'm really kind of in quite a position here. I don't want to give you so much that you won't order the book, but then I'm not out, you know me, I'm not out to tease you so as to get money from you. So I'm just going to give you the highlights. Maybe I'll just spend one day on each one of these books. Okay, that's what I'll do. Now I might end up to, you never know. This one is a larger format, Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction. These are the smaller books. Let me show you how they look. All my books are either going to be the large type or the small type. They are all done with the golden ratio in mind. I think the golden ratio is what, 1.619. The height is 0.619 greater than the width, because it's a beautiful shape. It's a God thing, the golden ratio. Look it up. You'll see why the books are this size. I try to do everything with a reason, right? To make the truth agreeable. I mean, not that I'm not willing to blow people up. You know I am. But why should we make something more difficult than we need to? The truth itself is shocking. The truth itself is life-changing. So we're doing people a favor by giving them books with happy covers, nice covers. Books that people would want to read. Who wouldn't want to pick up these books, I ask you? Huh? You helped me to do this, too. I thank you, the body of Christ. Who wouldn't want to read this? Oh, I thank you, the body of Christ, for helping me to write these books. There are more coming, many more coming. I couldn't do it without you, as you know. So go to my website, martinzetter.com, order the books, and the author himself is going to be unfolding these great treasures of truth to you personally.